From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah health officials announced restrictions on non-urgent medical procedures today. The move, effective tomorrow, comes as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases here continues to rise, now up to 298. Angela Dunn with the Utah Department of Health says suspending elective procedures will help ration materials like face masks and gloves.
That will make great strides towards saving our personal protective equipment for our providers when caring for COVID patients, as well as ensuring our healthcare system capacity for the expected surge in patients due to the pandemic.
Dunn says the department has expanded their criteria for testing to include people with more mild symptoms like fevers, coughing, or shortness of breath. Unemployment claims went up 30% last week in Utah as hotels and restaurants closed their doors. And as KUER's Kate Gretzinger reports, the Department of Workforce Services expects that number to rise as more businesses go into survival mode.
Thousands of hospitality workers in Utah lost their jobs last week when Governor Gary Herbert banned dine-in service because of coronavirus. Erica Ridd is one of them. She worked at a restaurant called Punch Bowl Social in Salt Lake City until last Monday, when she got an email telling her she'd been laid off.
Basically reading it, my heart sank, and then I cried, just because it's crazy that it's just all hitting so quickly.
Ridd says she immediately tried to apply for unemployment online, but the website was down. She says it came back up last Tuesday night, and her application went through. Despite Ridd's experience, the Department of Workforce Services is urging people to apply online. Kevin Burt is with the department, and he says it's still the fastest way to file a claim.
Not everybody needs to call. If individuals apply online, we will get in contact with them if we are needing information.
Burt says the number of unemployment claims filed with his office is continuing to rise, and that applying online frees up staff to process those claims. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The Navajo Nation has implemented a shelter-in-place order after a spike in coronavirus cases last week. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez first issued the order for Chilchinbato, Arizona, after a resident there tested positive on Tuesday last week. The Navajo Nation Police Department has set up checkpoints on major roads to ask people to limit travel, according to Police Chief Philip Francisco. But the police are not fining or arresting anyone. There are currently 39 confirmed cases of coronavirus on the Navajo Nation, according to the president's office. So far, no cases have been reported on the reservation in Utah. Colorado became the 22nd state in the nation to abolish the death penalty when Governor Jared Polis signed the new law yesterday. But as Amanda Peacher reports, capital punishment is still the norm for the rest of our region.
The death penalty is still on the books in every Mountain West state except New Mexico. But University of Colorado Boulder sociology professor Mike Radlett thinks that could change.
The West has always been more respectful of individual rights.
He says the West is following national trends that show more people favor life imprisonment over executions. And he says there are a few reasons for that. First, death penalty cases cost the state.
And, you know, basically lawyers cost more than prison guards. So these things can go on and on and on and on. And I think the general public has gotten very sick of spending all this money to send people to the gurney.
Radlett says religious communities and Western communities that want limited government are also trending away from the death penalty. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
According to the Death Penalty Information Center, there are currently 7 inmates on Utah's death row. Salt Lake County Councilwoman and gubernatorial candidate Amy Winder Newton has tapped State Auditor John Dugal as her running mate. Winder Newton says Dugal, who also spent 10 years in the state legislature, is, in her words, a champion of fiscal responsibility, pointing to a 2007 tax reform bill he co-sponsored, which created a flat state income tax rate of 5%. Dugal says as lieutenant governor, he would provide more transparency and accountability for the state's budget. 5 University of Utah gymnasts have been named regular season All-Americans for the first time in their career. The 5 gymnasts earned the selections for their performances ranging from vault to uneven bars, beams, and even floor routine. To be named an All-American, qualifying scores must rank in the top 16 in the nation. However, the Red Rocks season ended early because of the coronavirus outbreak. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.